ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर सॉरी कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 48। श्री शुक उवाच द्रोणो वसुना प्रवरो धरया भारया सह करिष्यमाण आदेशान् ब्रह्मण तम वाचः। श्री सुक वाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी से द्रोण बाय द नेम द्रोण वसुनाम ऑफ द एट बसुस प्रवरः हु वाज द बेस्ट धरया विद धरा भारया हिज वाइफ सह विद कृष्ण करिष्यमानः जस्ट टू एक्सिक्यूट आदेशान द ऑर्डर्स ब्रह्मणः अप लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा तम अनटु हिम उवाच सेड हर इन द पास्ट। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड टू फॉलो द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा द्रोण the best of the vasus along with his wife dhara spoke to lord brahma in this way. Please repeat after me. Sukadev Goswami said to follow the orders of lord brahma drona the best of the vasus along with his wife dhara spoke to lord brahma in this way. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.37, Ananda Chinmaya Rasipati Bhavita Vita Virja Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Khilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. When Krishna descends anywhere, he is accompanied by his own associates. These associates are not ordinary living beings. Krishna's pastimes are eternal, and when he descends, he comes with his associates. Therefore, Nanda and Mother Yasoda are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. This means that whenever Krishna descends, Nanda and Yasoda, as well as Vasudev and Devaki, also descend as the Lord's father and mother. Their personalities are expansion of Krishna's personal body. They are not ordinary living beings. Maharaj Parikshit knew this but he was curious to know from Sukadev Goswami whether it is possible for an ordinary human being to come to this stage by sadhana siddhi. There are two kinds of perfection, nitya siddha and sadhana siddhi. A nitya siddha is one who is eternally Krishna's associate, an expansion of Krishna's personal body, whereas a sadhana siddha is an ordinary human being who, by executing pious activities and following regulative principles of devotional service, also comes to that stage. Thus, the purpose of Maharaj Parikshit's inquiry was to determine whether an ordinary human being can attain the position of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Sukadev Goswami answered this question as follows. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamaiham Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagajatam Saganara Gunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitamsya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatrupate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarurvyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna.
So in this particular verse, Sukadev Goswami answering the questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj. Before we begin this particular verse, I would like to go back a little bit because there is connection between the question and answer. We should know the mood and intention of the questions. So, in fact, Parikshit Maharaj, by asking these questions, he wanted to exhibit the rareness and the greatness of the parental love of Braja. So in these two verses, in the past, in the previous two verses, he asked first question that, having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadev Goswami, O learned Brahmana, Mother Yashoda breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activity did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? So first he is saying that
He wanted to show the glorious act of Yashoda, the glories, the fortune of Yashoda. What is the great fortune of Yashoda? That she fed milk to Krishna. But in the previous chapter, we have heard that not only Yashoda fed milk to Krishna, even other devotees, they also fed milk to Krishna. Like Devaki, she fed milk to Krishna. Do you know when? Only the first time and the last time she fed milk to Krishna, after the birth and after the appearance of Krishna in the prison house, when Vasudev was carrying Krishna to Braja, that time Mother Yashoda thought it would be a long trip and Krishna might feel hungry. So let me feed milk to Krishna. And that was the first time and last time. Only once Mother Devaki fed milk to Krishna. That is the only one time. It is given, the purport is given by Acharya. That is the only one time and it was the last time she fed milk to Krishna. But that was not that great like Mother Yashoda. Why? Because that Krishna was the expansion of Narayana. That was not the Brajaraj Krishna. So that Krishna was different Krishna in the form. That's why it is not so great like Mother Yashoda. And like when Brahma also stole the cows and calf in Braja, that time also, when Krishna expanded himself as calf and as the cowherd boy, that time also Krishna drank the milk of all the gopis of Braja. He drank milk of all the, because he became the cowherd boy. And he would go to all the Brajavasis' mother, they also fed milk. But that was also the expansion of Krishna. That was not swam Krishna. That was the expansion of Krishna. So here, while asking question, Parikshit Maharaj trying to point out, trying to give importance. Yeah, Maharaj is just trying to point out that that pastime took place later, but just I'm trying to connect it. I'm not saying that it took the. Yeah, Maharaj and they'll be confused, but I'm trying to just connect. So that is the, this is the, just Parikshit Maharaj trying to exhibit the glorious, the fortune, the great fortune of Mother Yashoda here. So next question he asked that, Pitaro nanva vindetam krishno dharavake hitam gayanti adhyapi kavayo loka lamaham. It says that although Krishna was pleased with Vasudeva and Devaki, he descended at their son, they could not enjoy Krishna's magnanimous childhood pastime. The second point is pointing out Parikshit Maharaj that Devaki and Vasudev, although they are very fortunate, Krishna appeared there, but they could not relish the pastime, the childhood pastime of Krishna at Braja. So that pastime they could not relish. And the third thing, Parikshit is saying that although kind of is thinking himself that although we are also unable, we didn't get the chance to realize the childhood pastime of Krishna, but at least we are hearing, listening the glories of his pastime, childhood pastime. So kind of, Parikshit Maharaj trying to manifest this point that he is also fortunate, and Sukadev Goswami Gayanti, Sukadev Goswami narrating the pastime, Sukadev Goswami also fortunate, and we are also fortunate. We are listening the same katha here, sitting in Vrindavan Dham where the pastime took place. So, this 3 point here is being answered by Sukadev Goswami. So, in this particular verse, he says that to follow the orders of Brahma, Drona, the best of the Vasus, here it is said, Pravara, he is the best of the Vasus. Why he is the best of the Vasus?
because he is the answer of Ansi. Nanda Maharaj is the answer. We are going to listen the philosophy and the historic reason. There is Ansa and Ansi, like Krishna is the answer, and we are different part and parcel of Krishna are there. Similarly, all the associate, they have their answers. So Drona and Dhara, they were the Ansa or Ansi, Nanda and Yasoda. Nanda and Yasoda, they are eternal associate of Lord Krishna here. So, in this particular verse here, it is said that along with wife, Dhara spoke to Lord Brahma in this way. So, in fact, Parikshit Maharaj trying to point out that although Devaki and Vasudev, they attained the mercy from Brahma and Krishna appeared there. For this is the not the first time Sukadev Goswami trying to point out that even though Krishna appeared there in prison house, this is not a big deal where Krishna appeared. This is not a big deal. You cannot say that Krishna is the son of Mother and Devaki, because in the Krishna Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says Narasimha Dev appeared from the pillar. But we cannot say Narasimha Dev is the son of pillar. Similarly, Krishna entered in the womb of Uttara to protect whom? Parikshit. But we cannot say that Krishna is the son of Uttara. Isn't it? Similarly, Varahadev appeared from the nostril of Brahma. But we cannot say he is the son of Brahma. Similarly, it doesn't matter where Krishna appeared. This point is made by Sukadev Goswami in Canto 5, chapter number 6 and text number 18. There, Sukadev Goswami trying to inspire, because while he was narrating the pastime of Priyavrat Maharaj, and he mentioned that Rishabhdev, the Lord Rishabhdev, he appeared in his dynasty. So that time, Parikshit was kind of little bit feeling gloomy that, oh, in our dynasty Krishna didn't appear. So in that particular pastime, Sukadev Goswami to inspire him, to encourage him, that don't be discouraged, don't be disappointed that Krishna didn't appear in Yadu dynasty. Sorry, didn't appear in Kuru dynasty. He appeared in Yadu dynasty. You don't be discouraged. Although he appeared there in Yadu dynasty, but he is more affectionate towards you people. He is always acting like your teacher, he is your friend. Always he is there with you guys. So the loving affection he has more towards you than others. So that is the most important thing, that love, that intense love, loving relationship is there with you. So that is the most important thing. So similar point here it is made that although Lord Krishna appeared there in the prison house from the womb of Devaki, but we know how he appeared. He didn't appear like some common child. He appeared first as Narayana Swarup, and then he took the two-handed form. So he didn't take birth like ordinary child. So that's why we have to understand that although Krishna appeared there, but he is more Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are more glorious because they got chance to realize the childhood pastime, where that pastime is so glorious, so rare. In the next chapter, again it is said that Nemam Virenchana Bhavana Rapya Sansraya Prasadam Levire Gopi Yattat Prapya Vimuktidan. In 10th chapter, next chapter, 10.9.20, Sukadev Goswami pointing out that this pastime is so rare, is so glorious, that even Lord Brahma says that neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva nor even the goddess of fortune, they could not also have this fortune to witness this childhood pastime which is so glorious. They could not get chance. They didn't have chance. It's saying neither Lord Brahma, the firstborn, he is the supreme guru of this universe. He is called Brahma, is called Adi Guru. He is the Adi Guru of this Brahmanda. He could not get chance, he could not get opportunity to witness
this pastime. And then he said, Lord Shiva, he is the Vaishnavana Vatasambhu. He also could not get this opportunity to realize this childhood pastime. Just exhibiting the rareness of this pastime, even the goddess of fortune, who resides there on the chest of Lord Narayana eternally, and she could not get this opportunity, she didn't have this chance to realize this pastime. So what to talk about us? What to talk about us? We cannot have this chance, but we should not be discouraged. We should not be discouraged. Why? Parikshit said, at least we have this katha, this nectarian katha. Krishna Sudham Upagate, that Krishna, when he left this dhamma, he appeared in the form of this katha. So at least we have this pastime here. So here in this particular, maybe philosophy is little hard, let me go into the pastime and story. As it is mentioned in Harivansa Puran, I'll continue that about the birth of Nanda Maharaj in Drona and Dhara, it is this pastime, this story is there in Harivansa Puran, 55 chapter 21, sloka to 38, how Drona and Dhara became Nanda and Yashoda. The pastime is given there that once Varuna approached Lord Brahma and said, my dear Lord, my father, Kashyapa Rishi, he was doing some sacrifices and he needed some cows. So he asked me to give my cows to him. And those cows are very glorious and they are very valuable. They are not common cows, they are Kamadhenu cows, and I gave it to him only for the sacrifices. And after the sacrifices, you are supposed to give me back. But his wife, Aditi and Surabhi, they got attached to those cows and now they don't want to give it back. And he is elder to me, he is my father. How can I, you know, rebel against him? I can't even say anything. And you are the Adi Guru, you are the Supreme Guru, you have the power to rectify them, to curb them. If elder, they do not follow their moral and ethics, their elder, senior to them, whoever is senior to them, they can rectify them. So you are the Adi Guru, so please solve this problem. I want my cows back. And they are not giving me back. So in that particular, Brahma immediately cursed Kashyapa Rishi. Immediately cursed Kashyapa Rishi and his wife that go and take birth in the material planet. And in that particular pastime, he said that you will become the mother and father. But as I said, it is not by the blessing of Brahma they become. We should not take this reason to be the main reason that they got birth in Braja. This is the not real and main reason. Because he cannot avoid, Brahma cannot avoid this parental love because he himself doesn't have that possession. Because he himself, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in 14th chapter, he himself asking for the blessing. He says, my dear Lord, it would be my great fortune. In 14th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, he says, Tadbhuri bhagamiya janma kima petabhyam yad gokule pikat mangri rajo visekam. He says, oh my dear Lord, it would be my great fortune that if you give me birth in Braja. That means he is not qualified, as we heard, as I said, that even Brahma, Lord Shiva, they didn't get this opportunity. So how come if he is not able to participate in this pastime, he is not able to witness this pastime, and this point is made by Jiva Goswami in the Krishna Sandarbha. That Jiva Goswami says that he himself do not have. If someone asks you something and if he have the possession, you can give it. If you do not have in your storehouse, how can you give it? So Brahma himself was unable to participate in that pastime. So how come Brahma can avoid this love of God and this parental love to Drona and Dhara? So what is the reason? So the reason is, Jiva Goswami says that whenever there is pastime take place, like in the purport here says that Krishna is
eternally is residing there in Goloka Dham, and Nanda, Yashoda, they are eternally mother and father of Krishna. Nobody can replace them. Nobody can take their position. Not by even by sadhana siddhi. Like here in the purport is said, even if you perform sadhana, still you can't attain that position. So what about the people, those who follow the sadhana marg, sadhana path? They can become only sakhis or gopis or the friend of gopis or manjaris. They cannot become all this eternal associate like Nanda, Yashoda, Radharani, Chandravali. These personalities cannot be replaced. We cannot become Chandravali. If someone thinks that by practicing some sadhana, by practicing some yoga or something, I can become, no. That is the permanent and eternal associate, and we cannot replace them. So by sadhana and by practicing of sadhana, like the rishis of Dandakaranya, they perform some austerity, and later when they develop intense love for Krishna, they become some sahachari, some gopi in Vrindavan, but not the personal associate, like those who are personally and directly serving Radha Krishna. We cannot attain that position. Only we can become the friend, like Gwalawal, Nanda, all these Gwalawal, they become. So one point here I want to make, it is given by Jiva Goswami, another point here related to this, that there are two kind of demigod. They participate in the pastime of Krishna, like in previous verses, in the previous pastime, 10.1.23, when Krishna was about to appear in the planet, and all these demigods, they went there. So Brahma says that Vasudeva Griha Sakshat Bhagavan Purusaha Para Janishyate Tat Priyartham Sambhavantu Surastriya. So in that particular verse, all the Surastriya, all the wives of demigods, they should go and appear there in the Braja. So there are two kind of demigods. One demigod, their ansas are ansi. They are the part and parcel of the ansa. Those who are eternal associate in Braja, they are ansa. And those ansa, they directly come and merge into the ansi. Hope I am able to make it very clear. I'm trying my best to make it easy to understand. And another demigod, who they are? The devotees, those who are fallen from the devotional path, they cannot attain the perfection in this lifetime, then they become demigod. And those devotees, sometimes when they become qualified by having the association of rishis like Narada and other great personality, when they attain perfection, they also appeared as cowherd boys or sakhis in Braja. These two kind of demigod, they appeared in Braja Leela. So that is here, Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha, it is said that only by sadhana we can become the friend of Gwalwal and Krishna, and the friend of gopis and sakhi, sahachari, but we cannot become Mother Yashoda or Nanda Baba. That's not possible. So sometimes we are discouraged when we listen. This is kind of negative. It is not encouraging. What about us? We are practicing so much sadhana, so much Vaidhi Bhakti and all. So what is our destination? But for that, there is some hope given by Sukadeva Goswami. There is some hope given. This chapter continue, this answer, the answer of this question continue to the next chapter. And in the next chapter, at the end, Sukadeva Goswami giving hope. That don't be discouraged, that what will happen to the devotee who is performing sadhana bhakti. So text number 21 of the next chapter, he says, Sukadeva Goswami, that is the concluding answer of this question. He said, Nayam sukhap bhagavan dehinam gopika suta jnaninam chatva bhutanam yatha bhakti matamiha. He said, the supreme personality of God and Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotee engaged in spontaneous loving service. So he is concluding
The answer here in this particular verse, he says, Sukadev Goswami, not by practicing sadhana, not that Brahma blessed this Drona and Dhara and they became mother Yasoda or Nanda Baba. No, that's not possible. Only by loving devotional service you can attain. Only by loving devotional service you can attain the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So there is hope. If you perform the loving devotional service, through that we can attain that stage, but not mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba, but some associate we can become there. And that is possible by devotional service. So here the Jiva Goswami also conclude with this, that he says, so we should not understand that, so Jiva Goswami says, so this is the glorious position of Mother Yasoda. Someone may ask, why it is glorious? And why Mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba, they got opportunity to release the pastime of Krishna, the childhood pastime of Krishna? Because they have that parental love which Devaki and Vasudev, they didn't have. Because they were the worshipper of opulences, Ashwarya Bhav. They didn't have this parental love mood. And that's why when Lord appeared, he appeared as Narayana. He didn't appear as Krishna. But to Mother Yasoda, if you read, when he appeared, to Mother Yasoda he appeared with two-ended Krishna form, original Krishna form. So that is clarified there. So still we have hope that we can attain the mercy and we can become some associate by practicing sadhana bhakti. But in Prabhupada says, in many lectures, there are three kind of devotees: sadhana siddha, nitya siddha and kripa siddha as well. Like Narada, he was kripa siddha. In his past life, he was the son of maid servant, and later by the mercy of all the sadhu, he became kripa siddha. That line also is available for us. That line, kripa siddha line also available for us. Most of the time Prabhupada mentioned that we can become kripa siddha as well, and that is the very easiest path. And this is confirmed by Krishna himself in 11th canto, 12th chapter, text number 1 to 9. In 9 verses, Krishna just emphasizing this thing, that by the association of devotee, we can attain the mercy of Krishna, and we can, he says that sadhu sangha, where is that verse? I written here. Very beautiful verse. Satasanga paho imam. Kya verse Maharaj? Anyway, I lost that verse. But the meaning is that by the association of devotee, you can attain, and the association of a devotee is more powerful than any other sadhana. It could be vrata, yoga, practice, dana. All other practices are inferior to the association of devotee, and by the association of devotee, Lord Krishna has given the list, Prahlad Maharaj, Hanuman, Vibhishan, all this personality, they attain the love of Godhead only by the association of the devotees. So we should not lose hope that there is no hope. There is hope by the association of the devotees, and by releasing the Krishna Katha, and we can attain the love of Godhead. But again, it should be clear that we cannot become Mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba. That post is always glorious. So, Krishna Karnamrita, there is one beautiful verse. I say that and then I will conclude. There is beautiful verse in Krishna Karnamrita. Says, Gopala jirkardame viharase vipradhare lajjase Brise godhanahim krite stuti sate maunam vidatse satam dasyam gokula punsili sukuruse swamyam nadanta smatu gyatam krishna tavang gripankaja yugam premekalabhyam param. It says, very beautifully explained, the glories of love of Godhead. Gopal aaj kardame biharase, Krishna enjoy playing in the mud of Braja. Gopal aaj kardame biharase vipradhare lajjase. But when the pandit, brahmanas, they chant big mantra from the Vedas, he doesn't go there. He hesitates to go there. He feels shy to go there, but he likes to play in the mud of Braja. He likes to play in the mud of Braja. And then he says, Brise dhona
Brise godhuna hum krite. When the calves and cows they moo, Krishna also responds. When the cows and calves they moo and they say hmm, and Krishna responds, ah. Krishna responds to them, but stuti satye maunam vidhatte satam. When the brahmanas they chant big big mantra from Veda, he just keep quiet. He doesn't reply, no response to them. Then say dasyam gokula babhivishu guru se. He is ready to become the servant of the gopis of the Braja. He is ready to become their servant, but samyam na dantas madhu. Demigod, they ask him, my dear Lord, please come and become Indra in our heavenly planet. We want to become subservient to you. We want to become your das, but he doesn't want to become Indra there in heavenly planet, but he is ready to become the servant of the Braja gopis. So what is the reason, what is the cause of all this pastime? So Karnamrita says, the Gyatam Krishna Tavangri Pankaja Yugam. Oh Krishna, I know the secret. Today I know the secret. What is secret? Tavangri Pankaja Yugam Premeika Labhyapram. Your lotus feet are only attainable by the pure devotional service. Only by the pure devotional service we can attain that lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So all other practices, it could be yoga, vrata, tapasya, all other practices are there. It's not that we are discouraging to follow those things like tapasya and all these things. But the association of devotee, by the association of devotee, that is the biggest hope and that is everywhere available. We can have the association. Satasanga, it is here, said that satasanga. Satasanga doesn't mean only associate with Vaishnavas, like sit with them, eat with them. Satta Sangha means, Satta means the Supreme Personality of God, and He is called the Satya. Like in the Garbha Stuti, when Krishna appeared in the prison house, all the Devatas, while they are glorifying, they say, Satya Pratam Satya Paramti Satyam Satyasya Yoni Nihitam Cha Satya Satyasya Satya Rita Satyam Nittam Satyatmakam Tvam Saranam Prapanna. Oh my dear Lord, you are the truth. You are the personification of the truth. Whatever you say, your act, your movement, everything is satya. So satasanga means when we associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it could be any medium. When we are getting the association of the Lord, that is called real satasanga. So this Krishna Katha, through the Krishna Katha, nectarian Katha, and through chanting the holy name of the Lord, directly we associate with the Lord, and this is the very easiest method and this is very powerful method. Krishna himself says to Uddhava, as I said in 11th canto 12th chapter, Krishna himself saying, all this great personality, Vibhishan, Hanuman, Jambavan, Prahlad, and in 9 slokas he glorified the association of devotee. So although this sadhana siddhi and all these siddhis are there, all this margas path are there, but among them the association of devotee is more easiest path, and by following them, although you cannot become Nanda Baba, and that is the, as I said, that it is written here, that is only nitya siddhya and eternally it is reserved, nobody can take that place, but we can become some sakha like Gwalbal, Sridham, Subal and other friend of other Braja gopis, and that is also the greatest achievement in our life. Forget about that achievement. This is the biggest achievement. We are here in Vrindavan Dham, like Brahma himself praying that, my dear Lord, it would be my great fortune if you give me birth in Braja Dham. Why you want to take birth in Braja Dham? He says, to get the dust from the lotus feet of Vrindavan Vasis. And not only get the dust from the lotus feet of Rajabhasis, he want to do abhishekam. Katamangri Rajabhishekam. He want to do abhishek with the dust of the Rajabhasis. So all the senses can transfer and all the senses can be divine and transcendental, and through that senses he can realize the pastime of Krishna. So this is also the greatest achievement. We are here in Vrindavan Dham and realizing Krishna Katha. This is also greatest achievement in our life. So again, I just summarize it, that like Parikshit asked about the question and he exhibited the rareness of the position of Mother Yasoda and Nanda Baba, how they are glorious, because Mother Yasoda fed milk to Krishna. Then the second thing he says, that Krishna appeared there from the womb of Mother Devaki, but she could not get this opportunity to realize the pastime, the childhood pastime of Krishna. And the third thing he said, although we are like, he is comparing himself, he is also manifesting this great fortune, that although we are not able to realize that childhood pastime, but at least the Krishna Katha is there, available for us. So with this word, I conclude it here. If there is any, I know there must be some mistake, please correct me. Yeah, that's very good. And that is what I concluded with that word. And that I concluded with that word, at least this Krishna Katha and Holy Name is available for us. Even Brahma, he says that Janantu, in the Chaturthi, he said that, oh my dear, if someone claim I know everything, let them claim. Brahma said, let them claim that they know everything. But as far as I am concerned, I think the pastime, your pastime, you are beyond the reach of my mind, body and intelligence. Brahma says there in the 14th chapter, he said, let someone claim. If someone says that I know everything, but Brahma himself saying, I don't know. Your pastime are beyond the reach of my mind, intelligence and body. So what about myself like tiny jiva? Yes, Maharaj, please. Yeah, yeah. Karda mein bhi hara se. Deaf.
There Brahmana very seriously interacted and praying with you. So
bad
that time you become deaf.
Yeah, yeah, deaf, deaf. Thank you, Maharaj. More you want to say? Okay, yeah, yeah, please go on, we have time.
Personally, I was thinking about you.
Maharaj, you are situated in a higher level like anything. I am trying to follow you and I have learned so many things from you. When I joined, from that moment I have been learning. So it is all your mercy. Today is fructifying. Thank you for your presence and blessing me by presenting here. Thank you, Maharaj. So Srimad Bhagavad Mahapurana ki.